Supplemental reading.
The Kennewick Man. Probably the most famous repatriation case is that of the Kennewick Man. The remains of a skeleton were found on July 28, 1996, in the Columbia River in Washington State. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers owned the land and was therefore responsible for the handling of the remains. A forensic anthropologist examined the bones. He found that they were quite old and had dental characteristics of pre-contact Native Americans. Radiocarbon dating aged the remains at approximately 9,500 years old. According to NAGPRA, remains that are dated to before 1492, pre-contact, are considered Native American and are therefore repatriated. The U.S. Army Corps contacted local First Nations groups to give them the opportunity to make a claim for repatriation. The bones were claimed by the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, comprised of five tribes. In September 1996, the U.S. Army Corps announced its intention to repatriate the remains. But in October, eight scientists filed a lawsuit to block repatriation. This lawsuit challenged the determination that the remains were Native American. In July 1999, studies were undertaken to prove affiliation. However, after numerous tests, including DNA sampling, tribal affiliation could not be conclusively confirmed or denied. Both sides are still awaiting a decision to see if scientists can study the bones or if they must be returned to the five tribes. Many people think the issue of repatriation is relatively straightforward, but the case of the Kennewick Man proves that even though concrete science is being used to support or refute ancestral claims, the answers are not always clear.